Well, I'm looking at the weather app on my phone and it's already 21 degrees in Dublin. The heat wave continues today, although temperatures are set to return to more normal summer levels next week. And where else would you be on a sunny day than by the sea? Our Southeast correspondent Conor Cain has been talking to those doing just that yesterday in Tramore, County Waterford.
Oh, look, it's absolutely fantastic. It's very, very enjoyable. You know, it's one day after the next is brilliant. But so lucky to live beside the seaside, literally, and we're 10 minutes out the road, you know, so we're very, very fortunate compared to others, you know. Out in the Guillemines every day, swimming, diving, kids, everyone's happy, everyone's in good form, and everyone's social distancing with the extension of the car park and the extension of the beach, so everyone is able to stick to their own little bubble, you know, so it's fantastic.
Yesterday evening we swam in Newtown Cove and had fish and chips on the way home, so we're loving this. Childhood memories.
Sounds great. Any plans for the next couple of days?
Another swim tonight in Newtown Cove and
Feather tomorrow.
Yeah, so looking forward to it.
The weather is beautiful and we're enjoying sitting here watching everybody go up and down eating ice cream.
Any plans for the next few days? Do you hope it lasts?
I hope it lasts until the end of September.
Ice cream and the sun.
Do you like anything else?
We barely get the sun. So, good that we have the sun.
It's been fantastic. We've been sitting around every beach in Waterford the last couple of days. Getting an odd swim and getting out, enjoying it. It's great. Stay beside the sea, cool off once in a while.
Making the most of Tramore.
Yeah, Tramore is absolutely fantastic. It's great to see the local businesses doing, making a few bob.
How are we enjoying the weather? Absolutely fantastic, and we're hoping it lasts at least another week. But other than that, we're just making the best of it. And as I said, long may it last.
Any plans for the next few days?
Not much, same. Bit of swimming, barbecues, and just taking it easy.
And yourself, what do you like about the good weather?
Tell me you like swimming.
And I'm swimming.
And jumping.
And jumping.
Conor Cain there sounding like he's had a terrible afternoon's work talking to people out in Tramore in County Waterford. Bonnie Diamond, communications meteorologist at Met Éireann, good morning to you.
Good morning, Louise. Yes, I'm quite envious of all the guests enjoying the sunny weather this week. We've been hard at work at Met Éireann this week, just trying to communicate the forecast around the heatwave.
Well, I'm really, really curious to hear what you're going to be able to tell us about this, because long may it last, the man said in Tramore, but it won't last too much longer, will it?
That's right. Well, it looks today will be another very warm day. Temperatures once again approaching into the high 20s and 30s. And as we head into the weekend, it's not going to be quite as hot. So we're going to lose those high 20s and 30s temperatures. But we're still going to see temperatures are into the low to mid 20s, which is still pretty warm for an Irish summer, and some good sunny spells over the weekend too.
And I suppose quite a few of us would have woken up over the last few mornings feeling worse for wear, because sleeping at night's been really difficult over the last day or two. The temperature's tipped into a tropical night. What's a tropical night? That's an actual weather phenomenon. How rare are they here?
It is. So a tropical night is where temperatures overnight do not fall below 20 degrees Celsius, and they are very rare for Ireland. During the week, we recorded a tropical night in County Kerry at Valentia, where temperatures didn't fall below 20.5 degrees overnight. And that is something else. You know, that's usually a good temperature, but, you know, a summer's day time temperature in Ireland for July, never mind a temperature overnight. And going back in our records from the 1940s, this has actually only happened on a handful of occasions. So they really are quite rare in Ireland.
Will you talk me through some of the other temperatures that your weather stations have been logging over the last couple of days?
Yeah, so we've seen the highest temperature that we've seen during this heatwave is around 31 degrees, and that was recorded at Mount Dillon in Roscommon during the week. But if we go up to the north, we've actually seen some record-breaking temperatures in Northern Ireland. And in fact, temperatures, the maximum temperature record was broken three times this week for Northern Ireland. And we're now at around 31.4 degrees recorded in Armagh yesterday. So that really is quite exceptional that Northern Ireland has seen day-on-day temperature records broken this week. So it really is quite extreme temperatures that we're seeing.
I think that the all-time highest temperature in terms of met Erin is 33.3 degrees, and that was in 1887. Are we going to break that soon, do you think?
So during this heat wave, it didn't look quite like temperatures were going to get just as high as that. But what we are seeing is that these extreme weather events and heat waves are becoming more likely as our climate changes. And so it's only a matter of time, really, that we see that long-standing 33.3 degrees record being challenged in Ireland.
And actually, I did enjoy seeing one of the weather stations in the north, in Ballywattacock, which I think it was 31.2 degrees. And they have speed signs up on the roads up there that say 30 miles per hour. And
yes,
someone had put 31.2 and taken a picture of themselves standing beside the repurposed speed sign. But I suppose the thing is, Bonnie, though, is as brilliant as the fine weather is and as fantastic as it is for the staycation industry, you know, there is that nagging feeling that it shouldn't be like this. I mean, you mentioned it there. Is this all climate change?
So we've had a lot of people getting in touch with us at Met Erin this week to ask the question. So great that you're asking it, Louise. There are meteorological reasons behind this heat wave, and we look at the jet stream, which usually sits either across Ireland or to the south of Ireland, and that's what drives our weather from the Atlantic. Now, the jet stream is not in its usual place. It's been displaced to the far north of Ireland, and that's allowed high pressure to build, and a warm air mass has drifted in, and that's what's brought us this heat wave. However, there are a number of reasons why this particular heat wave is unusual for Ireland and quite exceptional. Firstly, it's the duration. You know, it's not unusual for us in Ireland to see a couple of warm days in summer. However, this heat wave has been going on for around 7 days now. And that really is quite exceptional for Ireland, where we've seen temperatures day on day into the high 20s and low 30s. And also, it's not just the temperatures by day, it's the temperatures overnight. We're just not used to these very warm and humid temperatures overnight. We talked about the tropical nights in recorded this week. You know, we've only had that on a handful of occasions since our digital records began in the 1940s. So, you know, it is unusual, it is exceptional. And if we look elsewhere in the world, we can see these extreme, unusual patterns. For example, the heat wave in Canada that I'm sure your listeners are aware of. Last month, you know, climate scientists have said that was virtually impossible without climate change. And our climate scientists at Met Erin over the next few weeks will be performing an attribution study as well to take a look at the climate signal behind this heat wave.
Okay. Bonnie Diamond, communications meteorologist at Met Erin, thanks so much for talking to us. And if this is the last of the very, very hot days, let's enjoy it. It's 2 minutes to 9.